about strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know.
What's up? I'm Tyler. You're listening to the AFM on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Mac is not in today. They are a little sick. It's that time of year. Sure, they'll be fine, but didn't really want to schlep out to the radio station, which very understandable. Mac, if you're listening, hey, what's up? Feel free to send songs. What's been going on lately? Yesterday was Spotify Wrapped Day, really kicking off the festive season. I love to be a hater about Spotify Wrapped because I use Tidal. I was going to bond with Mac because they use Apple Music. So we get to, like, we're always benched on Spotify Wrapped Day. I, like, offer, my last FM URL is in my Twitter bio, literally all the time, perennially, so... You know, like, I'm like, listen, it's just, if somebody's only analytics of their music taste are coming from Spotify, like, that's on you. But, still, I'm so happy for everybody who learned what music they like yesterday. Big moment for you guys. You know now. I love watching everybody tweet like, what? I like Taylor Swift? I had no idea. Spotify Wrapped. I just love being a hater and being like morally superior about the fact that Tidal pays artists 3 times as much as Spotify. So I'm like, why are you doing free advertising for a corporation that doesn't pay well to musicians? And it's like really messing up the music industry right now. Why? How come? Except for this year, I'm now dating a pretty girl who uses Spotify exclusively. So I was doing all of my trash talking online and then like texting my girlfriend asking for her Spotify Wrapped. Pretty embarrassing for me. Anyways, it was really special to learn yesterday that you guys all really like Mitski. I didn't know anybody was actually listening to Mitski that much. I thought everybody's on the same page as me is like, oh yeah, I like Mitski. But you guys like Mitski. And I'm so happy for you. My music taste, I've been revisiting a lot of old music. Adult Mom had surgery a couple of days ago because they have breast cancer, and that Adult Mom was my top artist of the past year. I checked on Last FM. So they're in recovery now. Seems like surgery went fine. Hope they're doing okay. I mean, besides the, you know, they have cancer, so they're not. But hopefully they're doing relatively okay. Been revisiting their album from the beginning of the year, Driver, a lot. I've mentioned several times on the show this semester that I, like, have really listened to much less music, especially new music, this semester. So now that everybody's pulling together their like top albums of the year lists, I am taking that as an opportunity to revisit albums I really liked at the beginning of this year. Driver, Adult Mom, the Weather Station album is amazing. Somewhere by Sunjoon, an all time favorite for me. It's been nice. I also recently revisited my music from like too long ago, from like high school, early college, early me being a dude, realizing I was a dude, which is to say like embarrassing music by men. I finally reached this stage in my relationship with my pretty girlfriend, where I made her a playlist called A Men's Rights Playlist about how much I love Epiphany. And it is just a list of all of the songs that I have not ever sent her because I knew she wouldn't like them. And they're all by men. So I will probably, since nobody can stop me, I am in... The description is fetishizing women with a frowny face. Since nobody can stop me, I am probably going to play a couple songs from that. Mac, if you're listening, sorry. This is what happens when you leave me alone in a radio station. So here is some Radiator Hospital. They're like a big quarantine listen for me. Enjoy. The party starts close right now. I'll try back in and out. I should have stayed in bed that night. But I always was a coward. And the numbers I will play, the numbers you want. Yeah. And you were always
open sign burns bright, and the things I want remain. Guess you didn't think we would notice. You're pretty eyes staring us down. Your love washes over us in waves. Mikey and John sitting at the piano, singing the talk of the town. Your love is swimming through all of our days. And you're the Venus of the
actually just opened my last FM because I thought it would be cute and fun for me to force you guys to listen to my top artist of the year as penance for my entire social media feed right now. And I discovered that I have listened to tracks by Sleater-Kinney 999 times. So now, of course, I have to go ahead and make it 1,000 or... it will kill me. Sleater-Kinney is my top artist of all time. This will be my... if you are a Last FM person, you'll be proud of me. This will be my first artist to hit 1,000 scrobbles. I hate that that's the word that they use. A scrobble is just you listening to a track once. About to listen to my 1,000th Sleater-Kinney track. And so are you guys. I think I'll just do Heart Attack. It's an all-time favorite. Call the Doctor is my favorite album of theirs. It's just so cohesive as an album. The very first song I ever played on WMFO was Heart Attack. So, easy choice. Here it is, once I pull it up. Clearly this is not part of the Men's Rights playlist. It's just me being distracted, playing music that's nostalgic for me. Enjoy.
Sorry for making you cry. She's like, it's okay.
I leave no room for anything nice.
that was Survival by Adult Mom, I pulled up my top artists, tracks, albums of the year, and the albums to me were the most interesting and my favorite, because my top tracks are all from the same playlist, which is the first playlist I made for my pretty girlfriend, whom I love to talk about on the show. So it's just like some random ones that I listened to a million times, because I apparently spent a lot of the early part of my year just having that playlist on shuffle. I also had the playlist she made me on shuffle, but it is 96 songs, which means that no one song ever got that much play, you know? Albums, though, Kiss Your Frenemies by Illuminati Hotties. It's a 2018 album. That one kind of always stays at the top. I think Illuminati Hotties has my top track of all time. She also came out with an album this year that I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a ton. Still need to revisit it before the year is out. All her stuff is great, though. Momentary Lapse of Happily by Adult Mom, second album. Driver by Adult Mom, third album. A little surprised that they're not in flipped order, except for that Driver came out partway into the year, and Momentary Lapse of Happily is like just a lot of hits on it that go well on playlists. Makes sense. And then Somewhere by Sun June, incredible album. Love to listen to it while I sit by myself and think about everything that's ever happened. Fifth is Crush on Me by Sir Baby Girl. I have already talked about Sir Baby Girl way too much on this show. He's incredible. And new album coming soon. More concerts coming soon if you live in New York, which if you're listening to this, you probably don't. But cannot recommend highly enough. That's my year. That is my year. I also really underestimated how much music I've listened to this year. I checked, and even though I've been in kind of a slump for the past couple months, I listened to almost as much music in 2021 as in 2020, which is like, 2020 was like holed up in my house all the time, listening to music all the time, so I didn't have to be alone with my thoughts. An incredible amount of music, so apparently 2021 was similar. It's the work from home thing. You know, like having Zoom school and then having a job that was partially from home. If I am home for an entire day, I will listen to music for the whole day. Like, the working from home really does it for me. Just one thing that I miss about being all over the place all the time. I'm actually not a huge fan of walking and listening to music. I like to kind of just like be aware of my surroundings a little more. So it's really just like the work from home where I just like, you know, anyways, since nobody asks, that's my year in music. What else is going on? There's something notable. Oh, the Cummings Center is open. That was the other newsworthy item from this week. The Cummings Center is finally open from this starting Monday. Professors had already moved in the weeks prior, opened up to students post-Thanksgiving. It is so nice in there. I see people quickly caught on to the fact that it's a really great study space. Starting next semester will be a slightly less great study space because there will be comp sci classes using two of the floors for office hours. Like, all of the common spaces on two of the floors will just be comp sci office hours. But, you know, there's always the top floor, and then like the three low. Comp sci has floors 3 and 4, and I think there are 6 floors, so you could always, I guess, study on like basement 1, 2, 5, or 6. Anyways, I am a comp sci TA. I have my first real meeting in the Cummings Center right after this radio show, which is really exciting. Just like a TA meeting. So it's cool. I'm still trying to decide what silly name I'm going to call it, because obviously people are beating to death like the really low-hanging fruit one, inspired by the great photo my housemate took. Hi, Izzy. that got 1,000 likes on the Tufts memes page and is her Tufts legacy now, of the guy installing the sign letter by letter, having only installed the first 3 letters. You know. So that's one I've been hearing a lot, but I want more. I want to have a rotation and then to eventually settle on one that I think is, like, snappy and clever and, you know, not too obvious. Big Halligan was the first one that came to mind for me, just, like, when I was watching it be constructed. And I like Big Halligan. It reflects that I'm unwilling to learn more names this late in my college career, or more building names, I mean. Reflects, you know, Halligan supremacy. Snappy sounds nice. I mentioned that to my housemate Izzy and she suggested Hal again, which I think is good, but unless you see it written, it's, even if you do see it written, because if you see it written then it looks like Hall again, which is not, so maybe people won't always get it, but I like it. I saw a sign on the door, like a paper sign Tufts had posted saying that entrance was closed, that referred to it as the JCC, which I think is terrible, but so funny, because it's technically the Joyce Cummings Center, JCC. I think that one's a silly one. Probably don't want to beat it to death, but it is so funny. Ideas? Anybody tell me what to call Big Halligan? I will appreciate it. Like I said, I want to have a rotation going. Let me know. Call in. Text me. I don't even know. I haven't actually checked our listener count today. Should I try to assume that it's... Yes! We have 0. Perfect. That means that it does not matter what I do or what I say. When I first started radio, I was like, well, I want people to listen, even though I'm aware that I'm not that good at radio. The truth is that I don't. I like blasting my music through all of this cool radio equipment, but I don't like the pressure of people hearing me. So yeah, nobody's listening. I also just drop my voice a little deeper because I keep forgetting that I want to talk deeper now. Like my natural, I am in the habit of talking really high, and I want to break that habit, but working on it. Just transition things. I'm a he now. I don't know how perfect they. I'm still fine with they, but I'm like barely count as a they. I've kind of turned in my they badge temporarily. I think I'll take it back once I like look more he, so that like, and you know, the cool queer, like any pronouns, I'm chill and cool and queer way. But for now, they FM is being broadcast by a he and being listened to by nobody. And that's how it should be. Let me play a song. It will be a song. I don't know which song it'll be yet. My pretty girlfriend has exposed me to Benjamin Clementine as of yesterday. I think he's good. It's a recommendation from her acting professor. And it's very, like, I can see where like actors would really like it. It sounds like musical theater-ish, but it's really good though. I think I'll play a song by Buck Meek, one of the guys from Big Thief, that is so wacky. It's called Him on White. I enjoy it a lot. Here it is.
Save me half of that sandwich, Annie. I haven't eaten since 1995. It's a miracle I'm alive. Please spare my life with ham on white tonight. Chips, you're hiding. to the letter anything I do.
Right, PSA time. School on Wheels of Massachusetts. It's a really cute clip art of a school bus for the image. I always feel bad that people who don't do radio don't get to see the little images that we get. It's our privilege, I guess. School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at Chris at SOWMA.org. So that's KRIS at sign SOWMA.org. .org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. Here's more music. I don't know. It's weird being by myself. It's like, not. That's a pretty straightforward PSA. That's great. I hope that that organization is doing great. This piece of paper looks very old. So I don't know any status updates on them. All of these PSAs are like anything about like a small nonprofit. Like, I hope they're doing well. I wonder if Chris is still there. I wonder if Chris is still the point of contact. Maybe that should be my like volunteer vibe, is checking on that, updating some of these PSAs. Who knows? Hope Chris is doing amazing. Tufts also has like an in-house tutoring program, although it's not specifically for children impacted by homelessness, but it's an option if you're on campus. Anyways, I'll play Day Glow by Brazos, not to be confused with the really aggressively mediocre band Day Glow. This one is off the Men's Rights playlist, though. Then after that, I will probably play the Counting Crows song that I chose for this playlist. Here you go, music.
Day glow, chrome window shapes in the clouds, the hungry fish for miles around, upstream jumping out. I can't write letters. I can't write letters. My friends on the edge of the old graveyard. They sit on an old gray porch and watch foxes play and juggle wine. The kind of wine that you don't mind spilling. You don't mind spilling. Well, I fill out the forms and I make my death come slowly. One at a time, some kind of record unrolling. You best begin sometime, she said. But
the world rushes by. Arthur Robinson closes the glass and replies, I dream of ballerinas, and I don't know what, but I've seen Cadillacs sailing. And I was born on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Maryland and Virginia have faded away, and I keep thinking tomorrow is coming today. So I am endlessly waiting, and the comet is coming between me and the bird. His Cadillac dream. Carrie's down in her basement, all toe shoes and twin, with the girl in the mirror who spins when she spins. From where you think you'll end up to the state that you're in, your reflection approaches and then recedes again. Yeah, but the comet is coming between me and the girl who could make it all clean. Out there in the shadow of the modern machine walks St. Robinson in his Cadillac dream. Shimmers and drives down the length of the evening to the carnival side. Well, in a house where regret is a carousel ride, we are spinning and spinning and spinning, and now there's a hole in the ceiling down through which I fell. Robinson in his Cadillac dream.
From the sun and you still not approve, pushing the ground so my feet finally move. I was never as big big as the world. I keep in touch with my man down the hall, who's been pining for days at the loss of his soul. He was caught up in the laughter of moons, and we were never as big as the world. Stealing the coins from the pockets of fools, exchanging of hands where the riddles are gold. Laughter, a currency we'll never afford. You were never as big as you were told. Through the waves of farewell, where once you were them, but now cannot tell. Being unsure of who you are now, the world is a liar, the stars are a must. The stars are a must. The world is a liar. The stars are a must.
Now, switching to songs from the very first playlist my pretty girlfriend ever made me, because that was from a recent playlist I made her, and I like her. There you go. Also, this is gonna just close out the show with music. I'll be back to, you know, 91.5 WMFO Medford, etc. But we can just chill.
With everything ahead of us, we left everything behind, but nothing that we needed, at least not at this time. And now feeling that I'm feeling well, it's feeling like my life is finally mine. And with nothing to go back to, we just continue to drive. And without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. Say, without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. I didn't know what I was looking for, so I didn't know what I'd find. I didn't know what I was missing, I guess you've been just a little too kind. And if I find just what I need, put a little peace in my. I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side.
everything in the past fading faster and faster until it was gone. Found out I was losing so much more than I knew all along. But everything I've been working for only worth nickels and dimes. But if I had a minute for every hour that I wasted, I'd be rich in time. I've been doing fine. Cause without you I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you, I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side. So without you, I was broken, but I'd rather be broke down with you by my side.
You know that was my favorite one. Reminded me of summer, tangled up in covers, can't enjoy the morning sun. You came without a warning, I should have seen the caution signs. Disrupted all the peace and brought me to my knees, and now you never leave my mind. You got so good at scheming, soured my tangerine dreaming. Keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tunes, and all I do is think of you, think of you. Now you got this smile on your face, when you should be ashamed. You can't replace, no, you won't erase the colors that fade. Can't see, can't sleep in monochrome. Can't love, can't grow in copper tone. The blues and greens deserve a home. What about them? Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. My tangerine dreaming, keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. Thank you.
used to have a lot of bad days. My stomach got too hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there, all on my own in a dark room. But nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Boy, you kick it to me, I can make you better. Father, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, it's all better. No, we didn't think that it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turning, you send her home when the night comes. Let it go, send her home when the night comes. But nowadays we headed to the same place. And nowadays we're working at the same place. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. You kick it to me and I make it better for you. Kick it to me, I gonna make you better for it. Kick it better for you, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. And don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day. It's better every day. I didn't think it was a good look. No, you get to worry that we could love. Oh, and don't it feel okay? I get it bad and it gets better every day. I didn't feel it on the first day, and now I got it in the worst way. Oh, baby, don't it feel alright? He's got me feeling that tired.
This has been They FM. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford and Tufts Freeform Radio. Have an excellent weekend.
Well, you take all my money and you treat me like a child, like a child.